Do you have a desire to pray but find yourself at a loss on how to even begin? Do you ask what and how to pray questions? Does your heart believe and receive the prayers of those eloquent, God-ordained, Bible-quoting, spirit-lifting, miracle-producing, God-fearing prayer leaders? Do you long for the boldness to pray out loud? Have you ever considered a prayer partner? A prayer partner who can guide your steps towards a closer prayer walk with God? If you answered yes to any of the above questions, you are not alone. I want to offer you an opportunity for God to bless your prayer life in a way that will far exceed your expectations. I want to share with you God's pearls for a richer, more intimate, and spirit-filled prayer life with God. Welcome. I am so thankful that you have taken a bold step towards strengthening your prayer walk with God. Our God is a very approachable God. He always welcomes our prayers. He invites us, just as we are, to communicate intimately with Him. Here is our proof in the book of Psalms. David testifies to this. I sought the Lord, and He answered me. We can claim this promise knowing God does hear and answer every single prayer that comes from our heart. Additional proof is in the book of Philippians. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which exceeds all understanding, will protect your heart and mind in Jesus Christ. I want to share some simple prayer guidelines that will encourage you to become comfortable about praying. The prayer guidelines are simple to incorporate. They will become second nature in no time. You may be familiar with the Bible passage in the book of Luke where Jesus is teaching the disciples the very popular "Our Father who art in heaven" prayer. The disciples had asked Jesus to teach them how to pray. Jesus taught the disciples this simple yet powerful prayer. This powerful prayer has several important elements to consider when praying to God. I refer to it as the ACTS, Acts Model Prayer, which I learned many years ago. The A is for adoration. The C is for confession, usually silent if you are praying with others. The T is for thanksgiving. The S is for supplication, which means requests and or petitions. Finally, another important step to add is taking time to listen for God's answer. Each step will be explained in easy and understandable terms with biblical references to help you understand the biblical viewpoint. About the author. Well, let me share my heart with you. My name is Sylvia Winden. I have been married for 29 years. I have two teenage daughters. I am an ordinary woman wanting to be obedient to God's call to serve Him by sharing my biblical knowledge and love of prayer with those who desire a richer prayer life with an awesome and loving God. Acts 3, verse 6 reads, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I have I give you. I have a passion for prayer. I believe what the scriptures teach on prayer is God-given wisdom. I believe the greatest and most humbling human position is kneeling before the Almighty God." When one prays, one is never alone because God assures us He is with us. I grew up in a home environment that did not own a Bible. Church attendance was minimal and prayers were not voiced. The head of the household, my father, an alcoholic who never attended church, lacked spiritual leadership. In looking back at my growing up years, my first prayer occurred around the age of 8 years old. I remember desperately crying out to God for help every time my father went into a drunken rage. Basically, I did not know whether God heard my prayers or if He even knew I existed. At the age of 21, in preparation for my wedding, I attended Christian premarital counseling. It was the counselor who shared the Bible and introduced me to God. It was indeed a major turning point in my life because I discovered God was alive and that He created me in His image. Therefore, God loved me and I wanted to know this God who loved me. After learning about His Son, Jesus, I accepted Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. I started attending church regularly, joining Sunday school classes and Bible studies. I give credit to Bible Study Fellowship, Community Bible Study, and Moms in Touch International Prayer Ministry for the biblical knowledge on prayer I have gained. At some point during my early studies, I embraced the power of prayer. I learned that prayer was a direct communication with God, a loving Father. Furthermore, I did not have to have a theology degree to participate in prayer. I did not have to be a saint. How grand is that? And that my prayers did not have to be eloquent. Most importantly, I learned that God was approachable, and He heard all my prayers, simple or not. Matthew 6, verse 8 tells us, "For the Father knows what you need before you ask Him." My prayer life is very precious to me. I pray all the time about everything. I love to pray for others, often referred to as intercessory prayer. I love to find a quiet place and spend time undistracted in prayer. I also enjoy praying while I go on my morning walks. I find something new and awesome about God when I spend time alone reading the Bible. My prayer life gives me a joy and a peace that is beyond my understanding. I pray that you too may come to know and experience these same blessings. Please allow me to share with you some steps to a powerful prayer life with God. We will have 5 separate prayer times together besides this introduction. Each prayer session will last 10 to 15 minutes and will introduce one of the 5 elements of prayer I talked about earlier: adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication, and listening. We will wrap up our time together in a brief conclusion where I will give you some where to from here ideas. Ideally, you will complete 1 session each day, developing the habit of a daily prayer time. In preparation for our time together, you might find it useful to choose a specific time and place. Maybe you'd like to sit in a favorite chair or find a secluded spot inside or outside your house, a place where you feel safe as we spend these few moments together. Just be sure that you're comfortable and undistracted so you can give your full attention to communicating with the Lord. I want you to know I have been praying for you ever since the idea for these CDs was born. But now I actually get to spend real time with you as we pray. The Lord says, "For where 2 or 3 come together in my name, there am I with them." Our God is an amazing God. He exists outside of space and time. And as you and I gather together in prayer, He will be with us, listening to every word and thrilled in His heart that 2 of His daughters are coming before Him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, You are worthy of our praise because You are King of Kings. You reign forever. You are ruler of the heavens and the earth. You are worthy of praise. Thank You for forgiving us when we sin. Thank You for Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Thank You for giving us the Bible as our guidance for living out every day victoriously. I lift up to You my prayer partner, I thank you for the courageous heart you have grown within her that she is stepping out and seeking after you in a new and exciting way. I pray that you will reveal yourself to her in mighty ways, that she may truly understand what an awesome God you are and that she can trust in you for all her needs. Please bless her today with the confidence that you are with her and that you hear all of her prayers. Prepare her heart, soul, and mind to reverently approach you. Most importantly, I pray that you would give her a teachable spirit, ready and eager to know you more and to receive your answers to her specific requests. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well done, prayer partner. I hope you are excited about what is ahead. As you press stop on your CD player to end our time together for today, please know I am looking forward to being together again with you soon.